This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I thought I'd be there forever until the day I didn't. You know, it's funny, I never had a conversation with my dad about me leaving day to day. It just kind of happened. It was like crazy to think about. It was also a time where probably the toughest time in my career was when my dad and I weren't clicking. There was a point where the business got so big and I was getting the credit and I was starting to get the credit in the press. And I feel like I could have done a better job of giving my dad more credit, but I think at some level I was struggling subconsciously without even realizing it that I owned nothing of it. And now I'm married and, you know, here I am at 30, 31, 32 years old. I'm not paying myself a lot of money at all. You kind of wake up and you've put, you know, a decade of 15-hour days, 360 days a year into something. You've built something and watched it grow from 4 to 60 million in revenue, and you've never really made more than $150,000 a year. I just started getting so much of the credit that it started undermining my dad's own feelings for himself. It's almost like he was getting wiped out of history, and it was an interesting, difficult time. What it took for me to get out of that moment was the ability to start over.
Did you feel like there was a point where you felt maybe unfulfilled by what, even though you were fulfilled helping your dad doing all this, you were unfulfilled, there was something else that was there for you that you wanted to chase or you wanted to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, I could feel like me changing. You know, the obsession with building the biggest wine retail company in America was fading. And my curiosity about this Web 2.0 evolution of the internet was rising. And I was starting to realize it wasn't that I was a great wine merchant, it was that I was a great communicator. And my career started to shift. At some level, you don't realize when something's dying down when you're in it, and I didn't realize how much fire something new and fresh and wide open and so grand. You know, I'm coming from the wine business, which is incredible, and I missed it so much I got back into it, but this whole world of like, this is the changing media landscape, this is communication change, this is gonna affect the world. I often use the analogy of a lightning bug that just goes to the light and gets zapped. I always wonder, does that bug know that they're about to get zapped, but they just can't help it? There's an enormous sense of destiny that runs through my body. You know, I just feel it. The most important thing I think about when I think about getting to happiness is not so much owning anything, it's the ability to not hear anything but yourself. There's nothing more powerful than when everything gets quiet and the only thing that penetrates is your own voice, and that voice isn't judging you.
When you look back now at the kid who felt pressure or the kid who felt an obligation, what would you say to that kid now?
I would tell that kid to stay the course because he's got to figure it out.